7:30 to 5. Hello, Ender.
Hey, Ollie. Good to speak to you again.
You too, Ender. It's a huge day ahead for the Prime Minister.
So she has to go to this meeting later on of this Conservative backbench group of MPs, the 1922 Committee. Graham Brady, MP, no relation. He is in charge of it. He's the man who, if you want to put in a letter of no confidence in the Prime Minister, he's the guy you go to see. Only he knows how many letters have gone in. There is speculation online that it's in the 40s now. The figure to reach is 48. That is the magic number that would trigger a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister. Theresa May is going along to this later on, and she will be fighting for her job, basically, reassuring them that Brexit will happen, that the negotiations are going well, and that she's doing her very best. Of course, the other side of the coin is, if they get rid of her, then they would have to have not only an election to have a leader of the Conservative Party, another general election, and we could have Jeremy Corbyn as Prime Minister, and then where would the Conservatives be? So it could be a case of be very careful what you wish for.
So, Ender, by the end of today, Britain could have a new Prime Minister?
Well, no, I'm not saying that, Ollie. I think what will happen is she will go along and she will to reassure them. But basically, this guy who's in charge of this committee, he collects the letters of no confidence. The figure that has to be reached, he has to have 48 letters before he will then have to tell the Prime Minister, look, they want a vote on whether or not they have confidence in you. So it's a long, drawn-out process, but basically there's a lot of discontent in that Conservative Party. Theresa May, not only is she negotiating with Europe, she's trying to basically negotiate with her own party as well.
Yeah, to try and save her job. There's a chaos on the rail network.
Yeah, you really don't want to be travelling in the southwest of England today because southwest trains have had a major signal failure somewhere on the route, and the end result is utter chaos. This is the main train line that goes from the very furthest southwestern tip of England in Cornwall. So if you're travelling, you'd be going from Cornwall into Devon, into Somerset, Wiltshire, Berkshire. This is the train line that would bring in tens of thousands of people every day into the capital and vice versa back down that way. Utter chaos. So, and the knock-on effect on all the other rail networks as well. A day to have off and be in Ireland, as I am, Ollie, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I'm sure you're happy about that. And the Manchester United star's in trouble.
Paul Pogba won the World Cup with France, not doing that brilliantly with Manchester United this season so far. They played in the Champions League last night, and all eyes really were on Cristiano Ronaldo, but he didn't score the goal. Dybala, the Argentinian striker, he got the goal for Juventus, finished Man United 0, Juventus 1. But the headlines today, social media again, Pogba has posed for a picture with one of the Juventus players. He used to play for Juventus, and he was very, very popular there. I think he spent 4 or 5 seasons at Juventus, won the Italian League, won everything there. He's posed for some smiley pictures. You know, you've just lost the match to Juventus. He's pictured with the Juventus gift bag, one of the Juventus players, and that's doing the rounds on Instagram and social media and Twitter. And a lot of people just asking, you know, did this guy even want to be at Manchester United? Surely he just wants to move on, because the relationship Pogba has with the Man United manager Mourinho is not good. You've just lost the match. Why the smiles?
Ender, thank you. We'll chat tomorrow.
See you, Ollie.